Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you would like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, if you have a question or if you would like to subscribe, just enter your information into the box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And before we begin, it would be a great honor and a great joy if you'd allow me to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray that their lives are filled with heaven on earth, that they would come to know the love that passes all knowledge and understanding and be filled with your fullness. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone and everything they care about, that every situation in their lives would be heaven on earth. And I praise you and thank you through Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Love, the Realm of Rest. We begin in Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus said in verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of his life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Then we go to Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul said in verse 14, When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to be understood fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more that we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And then Philippians chapter 4. You all know this one. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. As I was praying early this morning, these verses came to me. And even though I've read these many times, there are still some amazing things that are yet to be revealed. As I was asking Father what he was trying to teach me, he began speaking and asked me to listen and write and publish his words. Here are his words, he said. My loving heartbeat, take a moment and rest in my love for you. I so love the world so very much that I sent my son. It is truly the only reason for anything I do. Love is the basis of all the scriptures, and if you don't ask yourselves why, then you won't understand. Consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. Yes, I love them, and if you will really consider them and not just glance at them, you will understand, and your faith will grow in leaps and bounds. My beloved, have you really, really considered these things? Have you sat and watched the birds and noticed how each one is different, and how each one has a different personality? And though many have songs that are similar, not two of their voices are the same. They don't worry, They trust in me and sing to me as they sing to you, and I care for them. It is the same for the flowers. So many different colors, so many different kinds, and yet I love them each enough to make them glorious in their own way, though many are only in your world for one season. What I want you to see that is if I took such great detail in the care and the beauty of the birds and the flowers and all other things in nature, then don't you suppose I have a plan to care for you? My loveliest ones, don't you know how precious you are to me? What did it cost me to redeem you from your forgetfulness of who you are? Man as a whole forgot they were my offspring, so I had to come into the world to show you who you are. What are you worth to me? If you are so valuable that I would send my son and I would dwell in him fully as he came to save the world, then why do you worry? Remember, it is written that my fullness was pleased to dwell in my son. As I've told you all before, but many of you still cling to the lie that I forsook my son on that cross, would you please read again Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he said that I was in Christ on that cross, redeeming the whole cosmos to myself, and not counting your sins against you. I will never and have never forsaken any of my children. Let this false religious garbage go once and for all. My son quoted the Psalm you call 22 as he hung on the cross. He wasn't declaring he had been forsaken. He was declaring this psalm so that those who heard him would realize that he was the one the psalm prophesied about. Read the scriptures over and over until you believe truth and let go of the false traditions of men. My beloved David told you that even if he made his bed in hell, I would be with him and not leave him. No matter how far you let your life fall into the pit of destruction, I am always here to deliver you and restore you to your remembrance of your perfection. Every person, no matter how far into the pit they are, can be delivered, and it is always my will to do so. My loved ones, I tell you these things so you will not just have faith in what is written. If you don't understand why it is written, then you only know the letter and not the spirit. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. If you read my scriptures and only see historical events, then you miss the whole point. You must learn to see the why behind all things, and the answer will always be love. Do you remember what was written in the Psalms and was repeated in the letter to the Hebrews? I promised rest for anyone who truly believes. I told you plainly through these verses that the proof of faith is whether you're living in anxiety or if you are at rest. He who believes has entered into rest from his own labor. He who does not believe that my works were finished from the foundation of the world will never find rest because he is in unbelief. So where are you, my children? Are you resting and knowing that all my works are finished and just waiting to be revealed? Or do you think there's something lacking? Remember, my loved ones, I looked at every moment of your lives and calculated everything you would ever need or desire, and all these things were created and parked for you in a realm called rest. My love for you is your resting place. You can't worry and rest at the same time. All these things are in spirit and can only be accessed from within you in the secret place. In the secret place, you abide in me. Your inner heart is the upper room where your mind and your heart finally come into one accord. When your mind comes to the realm of rest, then everything gets infused with spirit power. Don't forget, when you pray, you're not asking me to build anything. You are looking at a menu of things already complete and stored up for you in the spiritual realm. Remember, my works are finished. All you could ever want or desire is already finished. You're placing your order not by asking, but by looking at the menu of love and placing your order by saying, I would like that and thank you for it. As you remain in rest knowing that it's already done, it soon appears into your physical world. But remember, the kingdom does not come by observation, so don't try to figure it out. Let a loving father have the opportunity to surprise you. So, my dearest ones, I know the world tries to make you worry. I know everything you see with your natural eyes seems to be chaotic. That is why you must take your eyes off the world and set them on me. I am your provider and your provision. I am not just your healer. I am your health. Remember that all things were made by me and for me. I am above all and through all and in you all. In the beginning, I am. When I spoke the worlds into existence, they were created by my breath and my life. So all there is that exists, whether seen or unseen, came from me and is part of me. I am the substance of which all things are created. There was only me in the beginning. It was written that the rock in the wilderness where the water flowed out was Christ. If I can become a fountain of water in a wilderness, then can I reveal myself to you as health and wealth and any other thing you might desire? I am all you need, and you have me, and you always have had me. You don't have to look outside of you for any provision, for I am with you. There is a realm called rest, and it's only found by those who will come to know my love and are willing to lay down their worries and trust me to be all they need. You can't serve two masters at once. You can't give your mind to worry and to me at the same time. You can enter this place only by meditating on why. My love for you. That's why. Will you enter into the realm of rest today? Will you rest in my love? Love is the realm of rest. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I hope you're all encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for each of you daily, and I'll see you soon.